Ladies and gentlemen, valley girls and matchstick men, Peggy Sue's and wicker men, welcome to Nick Cage University. At NCU, we pride ourselves on knowing all we can about national treasure Nicholas Kim Coppola, better known as Academy Award winner Nick Cage. Join Rodney, Jason, and Sean, better known as the film school janitors, as they embark on their next kick-ass journey of studying all, and I mean all, of his films. Get trapped in paradise, or be gone in 60 seconds. If you're wild at heart, it can happen to you. Experience Fast Times at Nick Cage University.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about... Oh my God.
Go ahead, sorry. You're dreaming, Sean.
So we're talking about Dream Scenario, an A24 release for Nick Cage. We're back in class. Jay is not here. He's still out sick at band camp or something. So who wants to tackle this one?
I don't know why he's always not coming in or always calling
he's
off
gonna,
here.
He's
are we
fail.
Tackling him or are we tackling the podcast?
No, tackle the podcast.
Oh, I thought we were tackling
it's
him.
The movie.
I don't know what his deal is.
What's the basic story?
I really like this. You didn't.
So Dream Scenario. Oh, go ahead, Rodney, since you really loved it. Go ahead, Rodney. No, you liked.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
This is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I love
it. No,
this.
Go ahead. Don't let me talk.
I don't want to cut you off. I don't.
Trust me. Y'all don't want me to talk about it.
I was like the white man always cutting off the black man. I let him talk. You're not putting this on me. Go ahead. Your turn.
And then you give me my turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me what my
turn is. You have the right to give turn.
I can't win. Damn it, you're right.
Talk about it. You liked it. Go ahead.
I did. It's.
Okay, what's the basic idea then?
I think it's all a dream he had. I'll just get that out the way. I think it's all a dream he had. All of it.
Okay.
Because why else would everyone be dreaming about one person in the real world unless he's so caught up in himself? So this is a guy that he's a procrastinator. Doesn't really get anything done. Doesn't want to know why anything's not working for him. Mm-hmm. But he's really smart. But his life, he's just procrastinating his way through life.
Yeah, and he thinks a lot of things, you're right. And he thinks a lot of stuff is owed to him.
Owed to him, right. Because he came up with this idea and this thing, but somebody else grabbed onto it and ran with it.
He took his wife's last name. So I feel like he's kind of like really weak masculine.
You think he,
He's human impotence is what I think he is.
Oh, okay.
Tell the callers and the readers what that is.
Can't get it up.
Really?
Yeah. As a human, means forward in life and doing everything.
Okay.
So I think, to me, it's the premise of the world is that everybody's dreaming about.
He's an NPC character. He goes from the NPC character to the main character.
Or a Freddy Krueger that doesn't do anything. Like, so people keep having dreams of
non-playable character. He's just watching shit
by.
Happen. Yeah, he's just watching it happen. He's not the NPC.
Because he's a professor, and then certain people that in the school start having dreams, but he will be in the dream. But just walking by,
No
matter what it is. But the thing that we have to note is that this is just not a one-time occurrence. This happens every night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I first noticed is that most of everybody's dreams were pretty violent at the beginning. Like someone be getting murdered and killed.
Well, that's towards the beginning. That's towards the middle and the end.
No, their dreams when they were telling stories.
But he wasn't doing the violence.
So that's
right. And he just walks by.
Oh, and the girl's earthquake or whatever the fuck
Dad,
it was.
Yeah, the girl's an earthquake. And she's like, Dad, you wouldn't help me. And he was like, I didn't help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, like bodies are falling from the sky and stuff for his daughter's
and
dream. And she starts
by.
Floating. He's just like raking and looking at it. But he's impotent. He's ineffectual. He doesn't exist. He is the story of the giraffes or the zebras he keeps telling. Zebras are striped.
Oh, what kind of professor is he? He's a...
like an anthropology.
Nature, law of nature type anthropology. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. But he's like, zebras all have the stripes not to blend into the environment, but to blend into each other so that they can't be isolated by predators. And then... That's fine. And then the... he was basically blending in. But his opening thing that you see him and his wife's relationship, you get a good sense of... is his former business partner, teacher partner, whatever.
Lover.
Is right. I don't know if he dated her.
I was really hard trying to get the vibe between him and his wife. Oh, no, the girlfriend?
No, there was a girl. There was the first person he's talking about in the book. I don't think he dated her.
Oh, my God. My brain just crossed up two Nick Cage movies. I was like, he was dating that cheerleader?
That's the last one.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it just happened to me right now. Go ahead. Continue talking.
First woman he's talking to was talking about anthropology or what. There's some play on words with ants. that she's like, you're not going to take my book idea. And she's like, well, we discussed it together, but I did all my own research. Yeah, yeah. And then he gets, and he's like recording because his wife's like, oh, stick it to that bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then he's so human impotent.
And he backs off the whole
and
argument.
Like, and then he whines. Please, I need this. And he's like pathetic, right? But, so
and he knows. He listens to himself later.
And he deletes it. So I think that's the beginning of this impotence going into everybody else's dreams. Then what do we get as he's starting to get more and more famous for it? He likes the attention. All he wants is to have a book published, but he has no book written.
But he also, because he gets that attention, he also becomes the aggressor.
Well, this is the turning point. Well, there's a specific turning point. He's been like ineffectual, and he's obsessed with the fact that everybody keeps dreaming that he does nothing.
Yes.
Until he goes to that meeting with Michael Cera. Because that's where
he's currently in life, doing nothing, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then Michael Cera's assistant.
I love when they choose him for those roles in movies. They can keep doing that the rest of his life. It's great.
They can.
Because he does that. He's like the tech guy.
Whatever that is.
Marketing. Like
he does whatever that is, great.
He's like, let's start over. And he just turns around and keeps his back.
And they say that's, I watched some review. They said that's opposite of his real personality. But he does that so well. But I would think that was his real personality.
No, his real personality is him and This Is the End. But we'll talk about that later.
Doing cocaine, slapping Rihanna's ass.
And Rihanna really slapped him back. Uh-huh. It's perfect.
This Is the End, such a good movie.
Yes. So the assistant keeps like acting giggly and weird around him and staring at him, and he's kind of getting a vibe. Because he had that happen with...
Why is she the first one to have sexual dreams about him?
Well, that's what I think it was after the ex-girlfriend. Remember the ex-girlfriend that he met, and she's like,
yep.
Well, what if your wife... What if she has ulterior motives, but she just wanted to write about... Another writer wanted to write about having dreams about him and how weird that was. So he felt slighted. He's again,
his wife,
why didn't she want to have, like, why didn't she want to have?
And then his wife did him dirty. His wife was like, oh, I want to have a dream with you riding this horse and I want you to have a big dick. And I was like, oh gosh, this is horrible. Like she just emasculated him.
The dream was, he would rescue her and he would be in the giant suit from Talking Heads music videos. And, which ultimately when he does it later looks like Frankenstein because he became a monster too, right? Mm-hmm. But
Thoughts was the name of the one place. That was,
yeah, Thoughts.
It's another reason why I think it's all in his head.
Okay. So the girl is this is after the woman.
The meeting.
His ex.
The meeting.
So he had a meeting with the book person that stole it and he whined. Then he had the meeting with the girl that was his ex that he thought was going to want to have sex and didn't.
Right.
So he felt emasculated. So then this assistant has these dreams of where he's hiding in the corner. Very creepy, walks, and she's like, who are you?
I love the difference between the dream and the real, because you can still see him completely in the corner right, when it's not the dream. And it just looks weird and stupid, right?
And we did it real.
But when the dream, it's blanked it's out. He's shadowed.
Yeah, he's like shadowy. It's scary.
So he almost gets right up on her, right?
Right.
But this one, he's just, you can see fully
him. He's like, how far do I have to lean?
Yeah, it's great. So
if we're talking about the sex scene.
Why this scene was happening, Keely kept trying to walk into the living room. I was like, Keely, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Before this, they're building up that she kept having sexual dreams about her. She's, what are you guys watching? What are you guys watching? This is my 10-year-old daughter. What are you guys watching? Keely, please, just get out the room. You cannot be in here right now. Adult movies, something about to happen that I don't feel like explaining to you right now at this point in your life. We'll have this conversation, but not fucking right now. She kept, what are you guys watching? She kept doing it. I'm like, what the fuck? So her little 10-year-old curious little mind, what does my parents not want to show me, right?
Uh-huh.
So I finally chase her out of the living room, and she kind of just stands in the hallway of the hallway there right before you walk into my living room. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like him. Like him.
Yes, yes, yes. And she's kind of standing back. I'm like, Keely, you still over there? Oh, my God, we're really doing this in my living room. This is a real thing. So he comes over, and he sits down next to her, and they're starting to see him. I'm like, so the whole time I'm just making sure my fucking daughter doesn't come into the fucking living room. And then we all know what happens next in that scene, correct?
So she starts explaining in her dream, he was the aggressor. He just starts like kissing in her ear, grabbing her by the hair. And she's like, I'm wet, you know, and good dream stuff. So he's like, what do I do now? What do I do now? Yeah. Again, human impotence.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're usually more the aggressor. So she starts, cause she kind of doesn't want to tell him. They kind of go to a rest or bar first, or we should say, where he thinks there's something going to happen, but he's like, no, there can't. And then he says some lines. She's like, no, what are you talking about?
Right.
Then she kind of finally goes, you know what? Fuck it. She's like, this dreams are so hot. I need to see through. So that's why they're back at her place in real life. And as she's being the aggressor now, like undoing his pants, he farts once.
Well, he farts and comes, I'm pretty sure.
Farts first. Farts once by himself.
And his farts like a...
And he's like, sorry. She's like, it's natural. And then they kind of get back into it. Like, she's just very curious on fulfilling this dream.
Right.
And then starts to unbuckle his pants more. And then
he farts again. He
farts and comes in his pants.
So
he pre-ejects.
So we're sitting in my living room.
So awkward.
We're sitting
so
in my
awkward. It was so awkward.
It's one of the most like pre-sex awkward scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh, by far.
And it's great. So the next day, I'm talking about this movie to somebody in my living room. I can't remember what it was. And Keely's like, because she didn't see anything.
It was me. I think it was me.
It was you. And she goes, yeah. Is that the scene where the guy farts twice in it? So she heard the farting and everything.
Yeah, that was me. It was me.
From the hallway.
That was me.
I was like, I looked at my wife. I go, yeah, Key, that's the scene. Because all she heard was the farting twice in this. But yeah, so.
I didn't know what you were talking about because I was like.
Now she knows that movie is the farting twice.
Now, yeah. Now two farts is going to be just a shorthand for something.
Yeah.
So that's the point where this is where his human impotence has come to full circle, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's when people start having the nightmares. Mm-hmm. Yes, so his own daughter has a dream where he's like running towards her.
Yes. I've seen that march in other things. That's scary shit. But that march, whole march thing from that angle is scary as shit.
It's like Finley.
Yeah, yeah.
The other people, like his students that had like innocuous dreams, now he's like going up and beating them with a hammer.
Yes.
He's murdering
choking
people.
Them from behind. Like yes. Crazy. So they're traumatized and won't even start going to class. There's like maybe a handful of students left.
Everybody stops going.
So he's like his ego. His
Dean? Dean sits down with him.
It's Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows sits down. Yeah. I love when he plays those kind of.
He's like, I don't dream.
Really straight roles, but he's saying jokey shit, but he's not doing jokey shit.
He's very dry. He's droll.
Yeah, yeah.
The way he talks is very dry.
I like when Tim Meadows plays those roles. I like I like that a lot when he does that. So he's like, listen, we just. It's not you, it's them kind of conversation, but we can't have you coming to class anymore. I'm trying to understand where his character's coming from as he's like, but I'm not doing this. I'm not really doing this, but I'm being punished for it. This doesn't make sense to me. And then Tim Meadows like, well, you have to understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And he's like, but I can't control with this. And that's when a part of me started thinking it was a cancel culture type movie. But when you dig into it more, I think it touches on it, but I don't think it is a cancel culture movie.
It's not, yeah.
So, but go ahead.
But you know what was weird to me at that point is that at no point in time did a specialist or nobody like try to find out what this phenomenon, I can't say it right now, but you know the word I'm trying to say. Yeah. No one tried to figure out what this was at this point in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they try to do some like, well, we get to that point with the council.
They were just letting it happen, right?
But they just like, it was like literally just happening. Yeah,
there was no like local scientists or media. But there was like, I guess there was media coverage.
There was media coverage, but there was nobody saying, hey, let's talk.
Well, I think, you know why? Because they kind of said, oh, well, now we've put this out in the zeitgeist, so everybody's talking about it. So now, of course, you're going to dream about it.
Like, but there were still people that were not dreaming about him. Like,
right, not everybody.
The thoughts guy didn't dream about him.
Right.
And this is why I'm going to tell you more later why I think it's in his head.
And then,
it was his dream. Sorry.
So then, now that he's had this bad, like, sort of affair, you know, he's people are having these nightmares about him killing them, and then the wife has been using her leverage at her job to like being married to him to try to get like these jobs that she wanted, but now she's kind of having an affair potentially with her coworker.
I think they were really heavily.
Insinuating that.
Because he was at the house hanging out later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he called one time and she was at home and you heard him in the background.
It was like, Jingle All the Way. I'm enjoying your wife's cookie. Put down my wife's cookies. Yeah, that's
what's fun. But the, what was the final point where she called it off with him?
The daughter was having murdered. Like,
well, no. Okay, so we also forgot the point where the guy broke into the house.
Oh,
yes. Wait,
okay, when did that happen? Was that
that was before the
sex?
That was before the sex.
But before the girlfriend date too, or was it after the girlfriend date?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say it was after.
No, because it was when she was. Was it when she was telling him her fantasy?
Yes.
So that would have been after the date, right?
Yeah, it would have been after the date.
Because she's like, what did you think they were going to happen?
Because they had sex. They had sex that night. Yeah.
Yeah, and so then, this guy crazy breaks into the house and pulls a knife. He's like, I have to kill you. I have to get you out of my head. And
the wife was in the corner. Do something. He's like, just like standing in front of the guy like, I was like, he's like, get out of my house. And,
it's coming through the speakers very well, just for the record.
It is.
Yes. Yeah, the guy just collapses, thankfully. Like, but
the guy, yeah, he had a knife in his bedroom, kids in the corner, and then Nicolas Cage character,
Yeah, he does, again, human impotence.
Yeah,
a penis is pointed at him, and he just does nothing, right? So, like, I think there's a lot of that. I really think that's what it's.
Sometimes you just gotta grab the penis and suck it.
A knife is a knife. But sometimes a knife is a penis, just like a cigar. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism stuff.
But I think, though, is that when it started affecting her career, but I'll tell you what she checked out. And because, I mean, it was I kind of understood her point was when he got into the fight with the guy at the restaurant. Because, you know, like, they asked him nicely to leave because everybody's freaked out by him.
Which, yeah, I was like, he has no control over this. I was feeling bad for him.
Yeah, he's like, I want to finish my food.
But the guy's spitting in it and put it back.
Yeah, which, but he got at the same time, people, like, I understand where he was coming from, but it wasn't like people were having this one time. Like, they literally saying they were having it, like, they go to sleep and they see him murdering them.
Yeah.
Like, so think about, like, how precious your sleep is, where every time you go to sleep, you know you're about to have this vicious horror of you getting murdered, you know, and it's like in your mind, your subconscious.
I was just thinking why
go ahead.
I was just thinking, talking to Kelly about this. I was like, why didn't he just stay out of the public's eye for about a month? He stopped being on TV, but he didn't.
His ego
was ridiculous.
He wanted to do the apology thing.
The apology was
it
the
was
worst.
Going well at first, and then he made it. Oh, well, poor me. I know exactly what you guys went through. I'm like, fuck. Yep. I thought he was going to say, hey, I know what you guys are going through. It really, really sucks. It happened to me, too.
A great Nicolas Cage, great acting scene for him, too, because it's a long take where he does that speech for, like, nonstop.
Yeah, it was.
Nicolas Cage, because I hated that character.
But I think that tape was that's the bending part from his wife.
And the car conversation.
Because the daughter was being bullied in school.
That's right.
Everything was happening, and they just ended up splitting up. And
that's right.
But no, it was that. It was the billing, because she was like, can you just, you know, do this? He's like, no, I don't want to do it. He's like, but it's affecting your family.
Yeah.
Can you get out your, like, she's like, get out your ass. Yeah. You know, because she's like, I'm about to lose my job. Your kids are getting bullied at school.
He's like, but I'm popular in France for some reason right now.
Right. Or whatever it was. And it was weird. But then.
Yeah, they painted on his car loser. All the students are filming him having these breakdowns. Like everything positive that was going on. Then the woman's book came out and she actually did use the phrase
coined. Funny. He was like, son of a bitch. It was funny.
But
I tried to understand like where he was coming from, because I think it'll drive anybody nuts if you're on the other end of that and you can't control what everybody else is going through.
But he had no sympathy for people.
He just needed to disappear for a little bit.
We've talked about it before. There's an internet term called milkshake duck.
You did talk about this.
So it's basically the idea is that something comes out, it's like a positive story on the internet, and you go, oh, that's fun, that's interesting, but you give it enough time, and like I think the origin came from a duck that had drank a milkshake, and then they found out, like, made up a joke that the duck did something bad after. But they go, that's basically the internet. You give it enough time, and it bends the other way real quickly. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember during COVID when somebody found, like, bits of seafood in, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something, and it was like, and then the author of that bit.
Like some kind of bone in Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something.
Something
gross. I remember that. Because I remember when I was little and I would see Cinnamon Toast Crunch and the milk, and I couldn't see whatever bone or whatever was in it, and I'd be very careful eating it, but I'd still eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It didn't stop me. But I remember that. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like one of those. Yeah, and it was like the story came out, everyone's like, oh, and then something came out about the writer doing something awful. And it's just perpetually that this always, they dig until they find, you know, be it celebrities on reality TV shows or whatever. So I kind of also took this as, that's what this guy is he's the milkshake duck. He's got, oh, this cool, fun little story. And then you dig into it and you're like, no, this guy's garbage. Going back to the Michael Cera stuff with the dream. So they're trying to use him.
Put him in Sprite commercials.
Put him in Sprite. Like they go, if you're going to be in people's brains anyways, why don't we get a brand link up with Sprite? So when you're in the dreams, you might as well drink Sprite. And he doesn't want to do it because he just wants his book.
That he hasn't written at all.
That he has not written. And that's
based started writing
on the same thing that the woman, even through the course of all this, he has not written it.
He hasn't written, and didn't think about, he kept talking about the book, and his wife said, oh, did you start it?
Dude, if you would have just said yeah to doing a Sprite commercial with him and signing that contract, he could have did the book anytime he wanted. Uh-huh. I didn't understand the back and forth with
him.
It's his ego.
His ego was the worst. Oh, I couldn't stand it.
I was like, dude, just start somewhere. Who gives a shit? Like,
but the breakoff with the wife was
you're right. It is. The self-pitying apology video, humiliated, she throws him out of the house. That's right.
Yeah. She was, it was ridiculous. It was so horrible.
I like the fact that the people from Thought still stuck with him, though.
But remember,
I thought they were going to be done with him.
But they wanted to spin the gold. We'll go put you on Tucker Carlson. We'll put you on you know, all these other things.
Yeah.
But remember when the school brought them in and said, hey, can you not come to the thing? And he was like, no.
Recital.
No.
It's his daughter. Listen, I was like, I would... That'd be very hard for
tell
me I can't see my daughter.
Well, make arrangements for my brain, up on the rafters.
In my
or
brain,
somewhere,
in my brain, where I did nothing wrong. But it would be hard for you to tell me that I can't see my daughter when I know I didn't do anything wrong.
Right, but he's also.
Because he technically did nothing wrong.
Correct.
So you're telling me I can't see my own daughter on stage because everybody else says they feel comfortable around me, but I didn't do anything. I might be visiting that school too.
So
I'm just saying, it has nothing to do with ego. It just has everything to do with you wanting to see that moment in your daughter's life.
Now, his dream where he is getting killed. That
was funny.
I thought it was somebody really trying to kill him.
I did too.
Until they showed him up close and it was him. So he's like, doof.
Yeah, he's getting shot with arrows.
He killed himself.
Oh, we skipped the part with the play. He actually hurt the teacher.
This is really the ending.
So
he's,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so after this dream, the apology, the wife kicks him out. He shows up to the school anyway. The one teacher's like, they got the door. He basically busts past the people at the front. They're like, wait, are you so-and-so? And he's like, no, I'm not. And they're like, security. So he gets to the door. The doors are locked to the auditorium because they just know they want to keep him out.
Right.
He knocks on it. The teacher opens it. He tries to force his way in. I don't know if she got her hand caught in the Right. But basically she comes around.
And
she's squirting blood.
And now you have that scenario become a real scenario. That's what happened, whether that's what happened or not.
Uh-huh.
Like everything else in this movie, right?
And his daughter's on stage terrified. Jeez. Everybody in the audience is terrified because he's walking and going, it was an accident. I didn't do it. And here you see just this woman with her hand.
So he never does jail time or nothing for this, right? Because there's a time lapse after this,
right? Because after this is when he goes to the book tour.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
And he finally gets the book published.
But the way the teacher was
talking. But it was a book about him, though. It wasn't about the ants.
We don't even know. Yeah, we don't even know what the book was because it was only in France.
But people in France loving the nightmares about him because that's the way French are.
And then he got hit in the head with the light. That was weird.
Oh, the light fell, and he said he fixed it and fixed the light because of this. He thought the big crowd upstairs was for him.
Yeah, in the French
bookstore. But he ended up having a good turnout.
But no, he did have a good turnout.
But it was just in the basement of the bookstore, not upstairs in the main space. And the book is called I Am Your Nightmare in French.
Yeah.
But it was originally called Dream Scenario. And he's like, wait, this looks a lot thinner. They go, oh, maybe it's the adaptation.
So 250 pages or something.
Who knows what was written in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the very end, the lamp comes down, hits him in the head. And then that's when we get our time jump.
Didn't all his students band together and make that company? At the end? Was no CIS students?
Oh, doing the commercials?
The ones who do commercials in your brain, they can just come in your brain.
I think they're
that made that little...
I think they're just influencers or whatever.
Oh, but made the dream scenario thing, all the influencers.
Yeah, because the time has passed, and then the dreams are like, everybody's kind of done dreaming about him. Mm-hmm. But the technology firm figured out a way to like access...
You can go into other people's dreams, they can go into yours.
And they kind of consider him a pioneer because he somehow figured out how to get into people's dreams... And prove that there's like a collective unconscious.
Yeah.
And then this technology firm has adapted into it. So now influencers show up in your dreams trying to sell you tennis shoes you know.
Direct sales now instead of just you going out.
Yeah, what was the one guy kept messing up his line that was trying to sell him something?
I can't remember what it was. But yeah.
He goes to see his wife and he has a little flash. And this is the final bit of his like impotence. Is he's talking to her and she's sitting there and you see him kind of imagine walking up, taking her hand, hugging, and you see kind of a little montage of them laughing and kind of crying together. And then it cuts back to reality. So it's like he's thinking this stuff, but he never does it. He didn't go attack the person holding a knife to his family. Yeah. He didn't, you know, make out with the young girl that was going to let him do whatever, basically. And he couldn't do that. You know, he couldn't. Get the woman to not use his lines from his book. He's just a puss the whole time. He's a fucking puss.
Yeah.
And so at the end you see like, oh, if he would have taken that step with his wife, he might have reconciled, but nope. Yeah. All right. Bye. Went off. And then that's when he puts on the dream bracelet that everybody else is.
And trying to go in her dreams.
Right. And do the fantasy she said earlier with the Frankenstein suit with the talking
head. Yeah. Cause she was having a nightmare and he's kind of saved her from the nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it cuts off from there.
And he goes, I wish this was the reality.
So, it's all a dream. It's all his dream. Because there's no way in the real world that somebody else, as everybody's going to start dreaming about you. So, it was his own dream that his own ego that made other people dream about him. It's his ego still, right? And why is the first hot girl he runs into is also the first person to have a sexual dream about him? Only a guy in a dream would dream about that. Right? But he's such an impotent in real life as he is in his dreams, he still can get that scenario to go through in his dream. That's why everybody's dreaming about him. Then it goes into nightmares. And why is everybody against me when I did nothing wrong? Still part of his dream. And I think the whole thing is a dream inside of his, it's all a dream inside of his dream, inside of his head.
It's a Jacob's Ladder scenario.
Yeah, so I don't think any of it's real. I think it's all a dream that he had.
The only argument I would have, again, and it's open, I'm sure it's open to interpretation.
And I haven't seen that anywhere. I don't know. Right. I'll be honest with you, it's just what I...
Normally when they show other people's interact, like they wouldn't show the wife at work. You know, that's the only...
Oh, without him in that scenario. But maybe that's how he would picture his wife at work.
Right, because there's another movie, and this is not a dream one, but Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, yep.
Woo! Have you ever seen that?
Love that movie.
Oh, it's so good. Have you seen it, Rodney?
No, I've seen parts of it.
Okay, maybe...
one where he's he gets involved in a serial killer at night, records him killing, but he somehow gets involved in that.
He just... Yeah, he's basically going around at night filming accidents. Yeah. And stuff.
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of a different movie.
But there is a theory that says he's a vamp. It's like a vampire story.
Okay.
But there's only two scenes that take it to make it not be the case. But I would say, yeah, would you watch it again?
Which one?
Nightcrawler?
Yeah, I watched Nightcrawler.
I haven't seen it for a long time, so maybe we'll put that on
movie,
the list.
That movie was a secret great movie.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, I think when we're done with all the Nick Cages, I'm trying to think of who we could do, and Gyllenhaal's got a couple. I don't know. We'll figure somebody out. We'll probably do like a... I don't know. We probably won't do anything for a while, but anyway.
Oh, I got somebody.
So yeah, the ultimately, like Randall, what you said? What was your opinion on this movie overall?
The movie was okay. The movie was okay. Rodney thought I hated. I just hated Nick's Cage character.
Oh yeah,
I hated that guy.
You're not gonna like that guy, right?
You're not supposed to.
That means
like
he did his job. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel. Like,
I mean, I loved how even he committed. He like shaved his head into the ring of hair,
but it was an even ring. It made you see it was shaved. But it made me think of his adaptation character.
Yeah,
I know the ring was there, but it had the prickly hair. But it made me think of one of the characters that he played.
Yeah, the one brother. Yeah,
yeah, it made me think of that. So
yeah, Charlie Kaufman. Yeah.
Kind of like, it felt like he was channeling him through this movie in some kind of way. So.
And then your ultimate thoughts on this then?
I loved it. I'm so shocked that somebody hasn't made up this kind of story before, that this is the first time I saw this. And when he was going through his NPC, I had to keep telling myself, this is an A24 film, correct?
Uh-huh.
That this is an A24 film, that something's going to take a hard turn. So you had to keep telling yourself, and I was talking to Randall, I was like, this is what A24 films do.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're talking about.
And it did that hard turn.
Every time you talk about 24, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah,
The TV show.
No, A24 is our little secret. That's the only random weird movies I for sure can get Rodney and Jay to watch is to go, it's an A24 movie, and they'll both go, all right, all right, I'll watch it.
But I love this movie. I thought it was great. I love the story behind it, whatever you call it, the premise behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked like something like this hasn't been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, what if the world was dreaming of one person, or that person thought the world was dreaming of them? And I'm shocked it hasn't been done before. If it has, I've missed and haven't seen it.
And yeah, you're the same kind of thing I want to say to it is it took its premise and it milked it.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't overextend its stay. Yeah. It didn't underextend. It didn't miss anything. You know, it's I could not have loved this movie more. I went, this to me is a like top tier. I right away went like, I'm like, is there a 4K release? So not yet. Okay, there's a Blu-ray. I'm like, I'll wait. But I'm like, I will own this.
A24 always does Blu-ray first for like the first year. They see who buys a Blu-ray. The Blu-ray does well, then
okay. So this movie literally touched you too.
Yeah.
Like it touched you.
This moved up there. Some one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Nick Cage movie. Let me put that in. Listen, my favorite Nick Cage movie is Con Air. So I want to get that out the way.
Okay.
I want to get that out the way.
I might agree with you.
I love
too.
Fucking Con Air, but it is what it is. I get it. It's not
Raising
it's not
Arizona.
Pig.
Put the money in
it's not
the
pig.
Box.
It's not yeah right. It's not any of those. I get it. But it's up there.
True Lies. I'm sorry, no. Face Off, because you know they talk about True Lies in there, so it got me confused. Face Off and Raising Arizona.
Can I be honest with you? I've never seen Raising Arizona.
And it's been a long time for me, but we're going to get to it.
I've never seen
unless
it.
Unless you want, hey, do you want to make?
I've been looking at that list.
Do you want to make that?
I've been looking at that list for three years.
Yes, switch it. Raising Arizona.
I've been looking at this list for 3 years. I've been telling myself I'm going to make my way to it, so I haven't watched the movie because I know it's.
I can't believe you never talked about it.
I've never.
We were saving all the good ones for later,
but I've never seen Raising Arizona.
That's why we're trying to save all the newie or the good.
Love that movie. Like that's like which that. And what about Bob?
Is Arizona the child, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only part.
His character was hilarious. That's only like whenever y'all talk about Nick Cage, but you know, or
did it bounce back at you? Did it make its way back over to you?
No, it didn't.
I don't know.
He threw one of these at me to bounce.
So do you want to do the original plan, or do you want to change it to Raising Arizona? Just
do whatever you want.
We can.
I've waited 3 years to watch Raising Arizona. I can wait another however long.
No, we ain't wait 3 years. Raising Arizona.
No, since he's made that list, I've looked at that and waited to watch it.
Yes. Oh, we wait. Oh, then we could go original plan.
Okay. No, whatever you wanted to.
We could watch the.
What did you make this list, Sean?
This is printed up in January 12th. 2022.
So I've waited 2 years so far to watch.
Two years to
get our way to that first list.
And since we're almost done, you know, you talked
pop,
about
we can pepper them in. Yeah, we can do a Raising Arizona.
But if our listeners have an actor that they want us to follow, we also will take recommendations.
Yep.
We're within reason. Okay.
Well, how do we do Frank Grillo next?
You know, because
June
we missed
Chloe Grace Moretz's February birthday, but in June we usually try to do a couple Frank Grillo movies in June, and do a couple February for her. But yeah, we missed her this year. But yeah,
like I'm not watching like all of Tyrese movies.
No,
like, you know.
No.
Did he start off in a Coke commercial? Wasn't he on like a Subway and drinking Coke, and he had a Coke commercial?
I don't know.
A singer before that. Anyway, so are we doing Raising Arizona then?
Yeah, we'll do Raising Arizona as our next one.
Cool. Right.
And this movie, I loved it. I highly recommend it.
I cannot overly, just the premise of it alone, regardless of Nick Cage being in it. Nick Cage is the perfect casting for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything hits across the board. You're right, Sean. There's no weak spots in this movie. Yeah. Like, everybody did their role, and they did it very well. Everybody was casted for a specific reason. They did very, from Serna's character to the thoughts to the wife to the boyfriend, because I know I've seen the boyfriend in other things, too. Or not the boyfriend, the guy that works with her in the company. Yeah. I've seen him in something before, too. I cannot remember what it is.
And
It just really good across the board.
And you believe that this is a Norwegian director, and this is technically his second film, but his first U.S. film?
What's his first film?
Sick of Myself. Yeah, it's a Norwegian film.
But and all the way down to Meadows. You said Meadows.
Yeah, Tim Meadows. Yeah,
Tim Meadows. They all play roles you know they're meant to play. Like the casting in this movie is great across the board for who you wanted to play those roles and those people.
Yeah.
It's like this person knew who he was going to have play all these roles, and he called him, and he made it fucking happen.
All right, so let's
great
see.
Great movie.
How much do you think it cost?
Was it ever released in theaters?
It was in the theaters.
Yeah, it must have been really
shocking. I wish I would have seen it in theater.
And he's not up for any nominations for this movie, is he?
No.
He got screwed in this. Because this movie fell really low. That really sucks. I think it's happening to a lot of A24 films, which fucking sucks.
I don't think
the Academy takes them serious enough.
I think, they kind of pick and choose their
battles. And A24 is the only ones out there doing this.
But everybody loves it. There's a club for A24. Yeah. Like, you can pay to be in it. It's like very clicky. Yeah. It's almost like Miramax's tarnished image regardless, but when Miramax first came out, like, they kind of had their whole little thing. Like, you knew what you're getting.
Yeah.
A24, like, I've seen people do super cuts of the way A24 is in every opening credit scene.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, it's like a big thing. They've got a...
No, they're...
They've built a prestige
thing. They've been around
a while,
right? We've looked at this before. They've been around a minute, but they're just now hitting all
They've built up their prestige. You've seen a couple other... There's a couple other companies.
Haven't seen Lamb.
I would like to still do that down the road. But Neon is another company that's, like, one of these, like, independent companies that's trying to do stuff and... they've got a couple coming out now that, you know, they're trying to get in the game. But, yeah, A24's got a lockdown. So how much do you think it costs to make, which I cannot find?
You can't find them. We don't
know. Well, then I know how much it made. How much do you think it made in the box office?
Ooh.
Not much.
12 mil. Yeah. Would you say 13?
I said 13.
Yeah, we're playing ball around.
11.
Oh, okay.
You guys got it.
Yeah.
And then?
How much to make 3 mil?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't.
24 mil.
Yeah, I can't find that.
But you can, like, they're all
the
lower.
The special effects were in that one scene.
Yeah.
Not many.
Oh, the earthquake scene, I took a lot to get that together with the girl. And they did that scene a couple times.
They did do that a couple times.
And you had to do his superimposed character on himself, chasing himself down. It might have cost him.
Oh, he wanted to retire after shooting this movie because he thought it was his meta trilogy. Pig, Unbearable Weight, and Massive Talent, and this would be the perfect way to end his career. Yeah. Obviously. He's not doing that because he's got that Arcadia coming out. Yeah. He's got Long Legs coming out.
The Devil in the Blue Dress, whatever's movie. Yeah, we still haven't watched. We haven't watched that yet.
No, we haven't watched that one yet.
The Dress of the Devil or Devil Wears Pink, whatever the fuck it's called.
Riding with the Devil.
Riding with the Devil.
But
yes, that's what it is.
And then what do you think it got on IMDb?
Oh, gee, I think it's probably one of his higher ones. Remember when we looked at IMDb last time, this movie wasn't there. Like when we looked at from this highest one, but I'd give it a... Damn, 7.3 is really high for IMDb. 6.8.
What would you say, Randy?
7.
7.
Dang, yeah. I got it on the thing. You did that.
And that's super high for IMDb. That's for, uh-huh. for Nick Cage.
Yeah, movie, yeah. 2023.
Something IMDb. Nick Cage. They just say, fuck you, get a 9 or 10.
Nick Cage is thing a 7.
But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend it. And then we'll do Raising Arizona. It's a good one to follow up with. Raising Arizona. All right, back to class.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.